How about lift him up?
Lift him up. Well, I believe like in that song, Lift Him Up, the Bible says everything that has breath, praise the Lord.
That's so, right. That's right.
You know, and into his gates with thanksgiving, and of course with praise. And Lift Him Up came to me. It came to me, you know, I was working for the car industry, believe it or not. I was working for NUMMI, New United Motors, and I was working for the Toyota company. You know, we built Toyota cars, Corollas, and trucks. Mm-hmm. And I said, Lord, I really want to come off this job. And I really want to, you know, I really want to, you know, to do the things I love to do. And Lord, you said you would not withhold no good thing from me. You know, and I wanted something that was going to be high energy. I wanted something that was going to, you know, be able to reach the young people as well, to reach the people that, you know, they're not in church. You know, and I read a scripture where the Lord says, sing unto the Lord a new song. So I said, what is that new song? What does that new song sound like? And this song, Lift Him Up, came to me. You know, as I was working on a Toyota Corolla, you know, and the Spirit gave the song to me. Mm-hmm. It really did take me off my job.
Wow.
The song actually did take me off my job. And I haven't looked back, you know, and from that point, I haven't looked back. Lift Him Up was the first song I wrote on the CD, was Lift Him Up. And you can see it has like a R&B flavor to it. People say, well, that bitch sounds kind of like R&B.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to tell them, I said, well, the Bible, Jesus told us to go into the world, go into all the nations and baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost and teach them how to observe the things I've taught you. And I said that to say this here, Jesus had to go through hell, you know, to get the keys. So what I'm saying, we have to go in those places, in those other parts of the earth where people don't want to go. And then Paul said we have to become all things to them. You know, so in other words, we got to meet them where they are. You know, so I believe through the music, I meet them where they are, but through the message, you know, God get the glory.
That's so true. You mentioned Oscar Grant, Trayvon Martin, and now last night we had that horrific shooting in the church in Charleston, South Carolina. As a pastor and as a bishop, how does that make you feel?
Well, first of all, I'm saddened for the families that lost, you know, their loved ones. And I'm really saddened for that young man that, you know, that he didn't get the training, you know, or he wasn't introduced to God. I can't say he wasn't introduced to God or, you know, maybe got off the path, but I'm just saying I'm sad for both parties, you know, but mostly for the family that lost, you know, their loved ones. I believe that's why, you know, I believe the church should, you know, pray daily. Not only just pray daily, but we have to be watchmen one for another. And it really sat in my heart, you know, to hear that last night on the news. You know, this is horrific, you know, it was really horrific, and it was very traumatic for me as a pastor, you know, to bear witness to like that in this day and time, you know, and this goes to show that the Bible tells us that, you know, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, principalities, rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places, you know, and we have to be prayerful, and we have to ask God to protect us, but most of all, we need watchmen, even in the church. Even in the church, we need watchmen.
That is so true.
Because the enemy, he does what he does. He kills, steals, and destroys, and he don't care where he's at when he does. You know, the Roman soldiers came and got Jesus out of the Garden of Gethsemane, didn't they?
They sure did.
You know, and Peter wrote, and Peter was right there as a watchman, wasn't he?
He sure was.
And the Bible said that he took his hair, didn't he?
He sure did. And Jesus was so merciful and so kind, he put his ear back on.
But Jesus showed compassion.
Yes.
I just say that to say this. You know, we just most definitely have to be prayerful, and we have to have watchmen, even in the church.
So true. Our guest, Bishop Ellie Franklin. Bishop Franklin, out of the songs you've recorded, is there a favorite song? One song that you really enjoy doing?
Wow, Wow, you gave me the toughest question that there is. Wow. Calling the Lord would probably be the one.
Mm-hmm.
Calling the Lord would probably be the one. You know, it's very simple. You know, it's very very soothing to the spirit, very inspiring, and even though it's in 4/4 time, you know, it really still can grab you, you know, at any time of the day. You know, when you're going through something, you know that, you know, you can call on the Lord, and know that He's the same God today, yesterday, and forevermore. And if I was going to go to one of the fast songs, it would be Rain.
Rain, yeah, Rain.
Yeah, it would be Rain.
Rain.
I love singing that one and performing that one.
Uh-huh.
But of course, we have a new one called Glory to You, Hallelujah. I know I don't want to ask what you asked me. But
that's okay. That's okay. You
know, but the new song, Glory to You, Hallelujah, Zion. I love that song for sure.
Yeah. Now, who are you featuring on Glory to You?
We're featuring a Grammy Award singer by the name of Annalisa Jack.
Okay.
Not Grammy Award, I mean platinum singer.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Her name is Annalisa Jack, and she's very, very great at what she does.
Okay. I like the song. I like the song. I like from Rain, Life Itself, Glory to You, Hallelujah. How would someone find your music and they want to get in touch with you, Bishop Franklin? How would they do that?
Well, the faster way to get to me would be just to Google Bishop L.E. Franklin. And my publisher, she's so awesome. When you Google my name, everything pops up. I mean, that's what I love about what we do. And if you Google me, Bishop L.E. Franklin, now, if you want to go to some of the sites, you know, to get my music, you can go to iTunes, you can go to Amazon, you can go to Tidal, which is a new distribution house. You know, you can go to Google Play on your Android phone. You know, there's so many places. You can go to Rhapsody, Deezer. I mean, just pick one. We are in 240 countries.
Okay.
Our music is, you know, in 240 countries, and wherever music is being sold digitally, you know, you can most definitely get up.
Before I let you get away from me, Bishop Franklin, I want to ask you about the Silvertones. You know anything about the Silvertones?
Oh yes, I know a lot about the Silvertones. my uncle Wilbert and my Uncle Buddy, and they were the original Silvertones out of Texarkana, Texas in the 1950s.
All right.
And I believe there's a Silvertone. They all came out of those Silvertones.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, as a prodigy, you know, I believe I'm just a prodigy of that era, of that music, quartet music, even though my music is not quartet, but I do sing with a group.
Mm-hmm.
You know, by the name of Priesthood Nation, we do quartet music and all types of music, but quartet is one of the specialties of what we do. But yeah, you know, the Gospel Silvertone, my uncle, they were like the originators of that group, which started like in World War II. You know, really started over in Europe. You know, my uncle, they started the group over overseas. Then they came back home from the war.
Mm-hmm.
And, know, to Texarkana, Texas, and that was the beginning of it being in the United States that I know of.
Wow. Well, Bishop, it has been a pleasure. We thank you. May God continue to bless you, and thank you for taking out the time and chatting with us inside of the Gospel Spotlight.
And thank you. It was an honor and a privilege, you know, to be able to, you know, be there, and I just want to say to God's people, you know, love Him, worship Him, and then love those around you. That's the best way to show that you love God, by loving others.
It is our guest inside of the Gospel Spotlight, Bishop L.E. Franklin. Bishop Franklin, thank you.
Thank you very much.